The last step in creating a fall protection program is creating a fall rescue plan. Whenever your project has individuals working at height, you must have a comprehensive rescue plan. The plan needs to take into consideration the types of fall prevention systems that you are using and have the necessary equipment on hand to retrieve a worker who has fallen. Rescuing workers quickly is important even if there are no visible signs of injury. Prolonged suspension itself can cause trauma. Just 10 minutes of suspension can cause you to become faint, nauseous, dizzy, and experience unusually low heart rate and blood pressure. Collectively, these symptoms are called orthostatic intolerance, or suspension trauma. OSHA recommends these rescue procedures and contingency-based actions. Workers should be trained to pump their legs frequently, activate the muscles, and reduce the risk of venous pooling. Footholds and straps can alleviate pressure, delay symptoms, and provide support for muscle pumping. Continuously monitor a suspended worker for signs and symptoms of orthostatic intolerance. Ensure that a worker receives specialized trauma resuscitation once rescued. Keep air passages open and obtain first aid for a worker who becomes unconscious. Monitor a worker after rescue and ensure that a healthcare professional evaluates the worker. Work with your safety officer to develop rescue plans for workers at height. Be sure to include worker positions, first responder contact information, rescue equipment that is available on site, such as ladders, elevating platforms, and controlled descent devices, possible obstructions that interfere with rescuing a suspended worker, safety procedures for rescuers, communication systems used between suspended workers and the rescue team.